Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another radio station signal, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri encore and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network on Big Willie 105.5. Back to great country music again. Morgan Wallen and all the rest. My God, what? How many hits does this guy have? Like 50 hits a week. It's unbelievable. And I thought I was popular. Holy cow. All right. So next, if you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio talk with Dave McLeod, who is the president of the Nail City Jeep Club. There was a big, big event that we had. I had something to do with it. I will say we, because that way it's going to sound like I did have something to do with it. Yes, of course, that's it. We had a big event at Thomas Auto Center at the mall. Robert was great. He was terrific. He has a special mustache that is in honor of Hulk Hogan, which I thought was a very nice touch. And we had a great time. Anyway, you can see all the pictures because I took pictures of everything there and also videos on my Facebook page, which is Dimitri Vassilars, the one with the 7,500 followers, not the fake ones that have two followers. Also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page as well. You can see all the people there, lots of great pictures, wonderful, wonderful people, and more than $1,000 raised for the flood victims. Well, every week, I'm going to keep this as a very important top of mind of awareness kind of a thing. So every week we've been having Lou Vargo or Tony Campbell to come on the program here and give us the very latest. Lou Vargo is the director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, and he is our very special guest again this Monday morning. Lou, welcome back. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, Dimitri. How are you today?
Fantastic. So yeah. Give us the latest, if you, by the way, give my best to Tony also. What is the latest regarding the flood victims and where we are with FEMA? Is everything going finally according to plan?
Yes, I believe so. Actually, FEMA's here. We've been in conversation with them since Friday. They came in, had some people here on Saturday. They walked around the Italian festival, talking to some people. Actually, yesterday they set up a booth with some information. But right now, the plan is to have two disaster survivors centers set up, and also the disaster recovery or disaster relief center. So today, starting this morning at the Valley Grove Community Center, right in Valley, FEMA will be there for people to come in. We'll also be setting up one at the Armory, where right now the Wheeling Fire Department, that's in Crater, where they have their headquarters there, but they're going to be moving, which is great news for the city, into their new fire department headquarters in the next few weeks. And then the Disaster Recovery Center will be set up. Hopefully we'll have that going tomorrow. They'll be checking the building today, getting everything set up. So basically, for your listeners, what they can do, they can apply online at disasterassistance.gov. There's an app that they could go on to their iPhones or their Androids and get the FEMA app, and that'll help them to apply. Or they could call 1-800-621-FEMA, which is 3362, and start the application. The difference between the two centers is the disaster survivor center is for people who, like, say I had some minor damage into my house, I needed to replace my water heater, my washer and dryer. You could get on, apply that way. And if there's any questions or anything about those, then you could go to the Disaster Survivor Center in Valley Grove or eventually in the Armory. And if there's any questions or anything they need to fill out or need additional information, tomorrow, hopefully the Disaster Recovery Center will be set up at the Tridelphia Town Hall or the Blaskovich Community Center, and that's where they'll have tables where everybody could come in and start their application or finalize their application. It's very important that the residents know that, because we've been telling them all along, to document all your damages, photos, lists, like a list of things you've lost, with some detail. If you've already made some repairs, have your invoices or receipts to come in. And if you've submitted anything to insurance, and that's going to help streamline the process for FEMA. And what my thought, and Tony and I both have been saying, if I have a house that's been destroyed or has extensive damage, go to the Disaster Relief Center at Tridelphia. Those are the people who are the experts. There are going to be people representing FEMA's individual assistance, and also we have people at the West Virginia Emergency Management Division that's all they do is individual assistance. They're the experts because, a lot of people have questions to Tony or I or to the commission or the mayors and things like that. Well, I had a car that was lost. I had a shed on my property. Are those going to be covered? I hate to tell them because I'm not the expert on it. The people from FEMA and our Emergency Management Division, they know all the FEMA regulations and the rules, and those are the people who are really going to give you the best answer and provide you with the best information.
All right. And what are the addresses for each one of these places, and how do people get there if they're not familiar with where they are?
I'll text you with the exact addresses. I figured you were probably asked, but I should have that. The Armory is there in Crater, right across the street from the Operations Center. You take the exit to Wheeling Hospital, but instead of turning left at the Mexican place, turn to right and immediately left and just go back there and you'll see the Armory. The Blaskovich Center is right past the Tridelphia Methodist Church, Yule Renovators or Traders.
On National, on 40?
Right on that, right on National Road in the middle. It'll say Blaskovich Community Center. It's the old school out there. You can park there. It's ADA compliant. And then if you want to go to Valley Grove, it's the Valley Grove Town Hall. It's our community center. It's connected to the post office. There's plenty of parking. It's right there on National Road.
All right.
You can't
miss
it.
And what happens if people have had losses but they can't document them? It's like, well, my, my wedding ring or something like that. I don't have a picture of it, but it was, solid gold or diamond engagement ring or whatever. What do you do when you cannot document your losses?
You come in with a list, just that. I've lost my wedding ring. I've lost, all the contents of my living room, my sofa. And it probably would help that if you just, if you had some estimates of those damage. FEMA's been doing this a long time. When houses are destroyed, FEMA realizes everything in that house was lost. And you could, just come, that's why I said, come up with a list. If you have any photos from the past, even if it's a family event that shows, what you had in your living room or your kitchen, things like that, anything that's going to help.
Yeah, anything maybe that was pictures posted on Facebook, even if they were washed away, the originals, anything posted on Facebook, Instagram, or friends who have pictures, let people know about all that.
A house that was, knocked off its foundation, if you have pictures of that and things. And again, document all your repairs.
All right.
Dimitri, other thing I wanted to tell you is, because the world we live in, too, I want your listeners to know there are scam people out there who are already calling people in Valley Grove and Tridelphia. It started on Friday. Starting that, say, I'm from FEMA, and they start asking these questions and things like that. FEMA's not going to initiate the call. If any of your listeners who've had damage, even if they called the 800 number or download the app, you're going to have a case number, and they're going to. But FEMA's not going to call people out of the blue. If you make an application and they need more information, they're going to have your information. They're going to have a case number. So if these people are calling you, say, "Hey, I'm from FEMA. I need to know what your insurance." Or I need to know your bank things, I guess. That's not going to be real FEMA people. Ask them for your case number or just hang up on them. Come to the disaster recovery centers and tell them what's happening. We've already noted the West Virginia Fusion Center. They know that's going on. It occurs all over the country. It's just a shame there's people out there who's trying to take advantage of our victims. But, you know, just be aware of that.
Yeah, that's something that I would do. I'd go there and say, hey, I wiped out. I had lots of gold bars hidden, and now they're all washed away. Value might be, I don't know, a couple $100,000. Can't prove it, but... Anyway, that's just me. So tell me, if there are people who try to scam the system, is that a misdemeanor? Is that a felony? Could they go to prison for this?
You know, I really don't know. I'll check with our sheriff, but I would hope it is. I mean, that's just wrong. It's just wrong. I mean, to take advantage of people whose lives have been disrupted, we've had fatalities. We have people who've lost everything. They're starting from scratch. And for somebody to try to take advantage of them,
that's low. It is so low. Now, question. Let's say someone comes with all the documentation. They've dotted every I. They've crossed every T. Total losses, I don't know, $50,000. Just pick a number. If they come in with all of this morning, $50,000, total losses, all the receipts, all the everything, how long before they get a check for $50,000?
Well, that's going to be the whole process. And I don't have the real answer. That's the ones that these experts are going to say, because, you know, it has to go through the whole FEMA process, things. But it's online. In the past, I don't want to say fairly quick, but the process is kind of streamlined.
Could you find out from your FEMA people, and would it be possible if you could ask them, one of them come on tomorrow so we could ask them questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would be great. I mean, in studio would be even better if you could ask, because I don't know who to ask or anything, but I think these are really, really important questions. Now, Go ahead.
Well, the other thing I was going to say also, there's going to be the Small Business Administration. They're in town. They're going to be available for, some of the businesses have been affected, where there's low interest loans going available to them. So I know that's going to be all part of the Disaster Relief Center at Tridelphia.
All right. Now, the small business loans, are any of the businesses going to be made whole with grants, or do they have to get loans?
The Small Business Administration is loans.
All right, but with FEMA, that would be grants, right?
Loans.
Even with FEMA?
Small Business Administration is all part of the recovery process, the FEMA process.
So if a business was damaged, really damaged, it can't be made whole. The best that a business could do from FEMA is get a loan, a low-interest loan, but the business still has to pay it back. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is, again, those are the experts. They're going to they're going to tell, like, if I'm whatever business I have, I go in there. They're going to refer them, say, hey, I'm here as a small business. Here's SBA. Here's the FEMA people. They're going to put them in the right directions. They're going to tell them what table to go to, and they're going to coordinate everything.
All right. All right. How many people do they anticipate showing up today?
Oh, I don't know. I just, we're getting the word out. I believe what I've heard is they're here until they're, hopefully every victim of this terrible disaster has come in who's made that. Hopefully, they're here for the duration.
All right. The next question. What about the bridges to the homes across the creek that have been washed away? Do the individuals get reimbursed for the bridge? Do the municipalities get reimbursed for the bridges? Who's going to pay for the bridges so these people can get access to their homes?
Well, it depends on if the bridge is part of the highway system or thing that and was damaged, that will go through public assistance. The private bridges that go from, say, National Road onto their property, they've been washed away and things. As when the governor was here, he listed everything was eligible under FEMA, and bridges is part of that.
Great.
So again, a lot of people who may be on the other side of the creek that did not have flood damage, but their bridge was washed around, I encourage them to come in, sit down with the people from FEMA, with individual assistance, And on a side note, Demetri, I wish they would change that to call it individual citizens assistance, because a lot of people, you know, are questioning, you know, it's for the citizens. But again, if your bridge is damaged, you know, please come in, make an application. You talk to these experts, and they can, you know, give you guidance, fill out the application. You know, they're going to walk you through this application, whether it's for bridges or your house is lost or you just have minor damage. These are the people that's going to help you dot every I and cross every T.
Fantastic. Lou Varga, you are the best. Talk with FEMA. Maybe we'll get you back on tomorrow. You give my best to everybody there. Thank you again for all your great work. You take care, sir.
You too, Demetri. Thanks. Bye.
Lou is a great, great guy.